Well, here we are. We're back at the Nine Club. Today, oh my God, listen, we got a very special guest sitting in the hot seat, you know? It's a first for us here at the Nine Club. We got Nora Vasconcelos.
Did you say it right?
He made the Portuguese proud.
First female on the Nine Club. How do you feel about that, Nora? Is that, are you stoked?
I need to let it sink in.
Okay, you take your time. Next to Nora, we got Raj, of course, and over in the corner, we got Kelly over there. Everything good? Did you? Well, you went and skated pedalo today, like you said, right? Yeah. Why do you laugh? I don't know. Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. I'm wicked weird.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to pedalo today for the first time. Nice. It was really fun. It's definitely one of those parks. It's like everything looks a certain way before you go skate it.
Right.
It's
right.
Really fun, though.
Okay.
But
have you done any podcasts like this before? Is this your first?
This is my first official podcast. Okay.
Are you nervous at all?
No? I'm excited.
Okay, good.
I like talking. I do.
Do you really?
I do.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
So just tell me to shut up.
Chris likes talking,
listen,
too.
Yeah. I do. No, so you grew up in Massachusetts, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, where in Massachusetts are you from?
Southeastern, so right in between Boston and Cape Cod. It's a town called Pembroke.
Have you heard of that, Raj?
Yeah, it's right next to Duxbury.
Yes, Duxbury, Pembroke. Okay. Yeah, that's us right there.
Plymouth
County. Yeah. There's a Plymouth Rock you can go.
That's not the Plymouth Rock, is it?
The Plymouth
Rock. That's the Plymouth Rock that you hear about?
That's what you hear where about it is.
In the history books.
Okay. Have you been there?
I have many times.
I'm confused. I don't remember what Plymouth Rock was.
Oh, it's Kelly. A rock.
Yeah. A rock. Okay. But why is it historic again?
I don't even know. I think it's more of like a monument that
it's where the pilgrims landed.
Yeah.
But technically, no.
Like they technically hit this little island called Clark's Island.
Okay.
Plymouth Rock is literally could fit on this table.
Oh, are you serious?
It's locked up in like this little cage.
It's filled with water
as the tide goes in and out.
No way, really.
But I was wondering, like, they should do a Nicolas Cage movie where he tries to steal Plymouth Rock.
Right.
I would see it, I'd watch it for sure.
Or Raj can try to go steal it. You know, bring it here, we can put it in the background.
Maybe we can make it into a new table.
There you go. Well, I like this table.
It could
okay, so you grew up over there in Massachusetts. Did you like start skating out there, or like how did you like what got you into skating?
It's bizarre because ever since I was little, I can remember being really infatuated by it.
Oh, really?
But it was more or less like, when did I actually start doing it? Because I didn't really skateboard until I was like in middle school.
Okay.
You surfed before you skated though, right?
Yeah, I was really into surfing for
middle
a while.
Middle school, so you were probably...
I was like 12.
12,
yeah.
Okay.
And I surfed a bit before that, but when I was probably like 5 or 6, me and my cousin would get up early and we'd go watch Rocket Power. From Nickelodeon, we'd go to his basement. We'd steal every cereal we could steal from. We just made a mess. And
were you high?
Yes,
were you
we were stoned out of our minds in our nightgowns and slippers. But yeah, we would just watch Rocket Power, and I think I was just really infatuated with like Reggie Rocket. I was like,
now this is a cartoon.
This is a cartoon.
Okay.
Reggie's like the only girl. She had purple hair.
Okay.
I'm starting to feel creepy, but
just so you're not the only one.
Taking it back to my roots. And she was just like kind of the ringleader of all these like little guys, and they would all like skate and surf and BMX and mountain bike. Like they were just.
But the skating grabbed your attention.
Oh yeah, I was like skateboarding.
Okay.
We have like getting my first skateboard for Christmas. We have it on video, and it's just super bizarre because I'm just like, skateboard, and I'm like freaking out. And yeah, we were in the country.
Was it like a Kmart board?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was like a Hobie Cat board, and it had plastic trucks. It was probably like a Toys R Us special.
Okay. I mean, I think that's what everybody gets for
their
first board.
I didn't know what grip tape was at the time, and I ripped it off.
Oh, you were like, what is this?
I was like, somebody spilt tar on my skateboard.
Yeah.
How'd you get it off? Were you just peeling it off?
We didn't have a driveway or even like sidewalks, and we had this barn I'd go skate in.
Oh.
And at one point, I think I just went to go skateboard, and I was like, what is this shit on my board?
Right.
evenly placed on this board. What is this? And I literally just went into the garage and I took like any tool I could find and I just took an afternoon.
Just scraped it off.
Okay. It's probably like 8 at the time. Yeah. Made sense.
So you didn't have any like sidewalks or nothing? You just were in
no,
the barn?
No, we had the barn and we had my neighbor Craig, who's a couple years older. Mm-hmm. He was like my brother and I was like adopted older brother and we would just go hang out with him and we were really into BMX and mountain biking. Okay. Like we had trails and stuff, but he had a basketball court. And so we would just, you know, tool around on that.
Now, did you know what like tricks were or you were just kind of pushing around and like,
what
did you?
I knew whatever I saw from like X Games.
Whatever Reggie was doing.
And whatever Reggie was doing. Right, so like, right. I knew what the 900 was because they talk about that on the show. Oh. And I knew
did
like
Reggie
what
ever do
was.
A 900?
No.
No? Okay.
So her brother did, but he didn't like do it properly. Like they had like a vert ramp in their yard and he was trying it and like the neighbor, this is literally like the plot of a cartoon, but the neighbor is pushing a lawnmower and shoots like a toy ball into their yard and it like gives him an extra rotation.
Okay. Wow.
So he does a 900.
Wow. So you're tooling around in the driveway and the basketball courts and stuff. Like when did you really like realize like, oh wow, I can ollie or I can do tricks and you know, when did you get that going? Like did you
by middle school and early high school I would go to the skate park because my dad was like, hey, there's girls skate free on Wednesday nights.
Perfect.
At Skater's Edge in Taunton. And it's a good park, but the hiccup was this is Brandon Westgate, Anthony Shetler, Nick Dompierre's local park. Okay. And so they're there every night, like going off, like skating really good.
Right,
and I'm like,
but you're a little kid though. It's just,
yeah,
it's not
but
like
I'm
a,
also just like,
in
I,
awe of
I was in awe of it and I was just scared out of my mind. Like, I'm not going to try to skate the pyramid. Like, I just went to the bowl and I was like, just skate by myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
No one was skating the bowl back then?
No, there were some like older guys that would skate it and that were really cool. But I think my dad's whole idea was, oh, like Tuesday nights, girls skate free. I'll drive you like 45 minutes to this park and we'll find another girl to skate with. Like, you'll make friends. Right. And it was just like, nah. But that was fine. Like, for me, I didn't care.
Right.
Like, I was going to go do it in my barn by myself.
Totally.
Like, for me, it was like very solitary.
Okay. Okay.
So I don't know when the ollies and stuff were really even
happening. But your parents were supportive.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any other brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a younger brother, Davis.
He skate?
He's 20. He could. He picked up skating and like within a month could like drop an vert ramp and do a blunt fakie and do a kickflip. Yeah, it sucks.
Wow.
Yeah, I bet.
Dude, it's like really. He's super good. He could inline blade really good. He could BMX super good. Like
I feel like I can inline blade pretty good. You know, if I really tried, I feel like I could
like walking with wheels.
Yeah, I feel like I could do some shit. You know, not that I would. I just feel.
He's super naturally gifted at like whatever he does.
It's okay. Well, enough about your brother. Let's get back on.
But he's super talented. He was super good at anything he did. So he was into it, but it was my thing.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to do what I do.
Okay, so then you discovered the skate park and you know, all the guys, you were too scared to go in the street section, so you formed into a bowl. Skater pools and stuff, right? You just, you were,
I was just in my own world,
but you were drawn to that too, right?
Yeah, totally. The big thing, I think that's like surfing, you know?
Yeah,
for me, that was all the same stuff,
right?
And
right.
It was kind of like I was really into the surfing, and I think there was part of me that's like, I want to be a pro surfer, and I do contests and stuff, but at that point, it was like you had to be spending half the year in Puerto Rico or like on a boat in the middle of the ocean.
Say,
like you had to have money.
Is there a lot of good waves in Massachusetts?
Super good waves in Massachusetts, but it's like not reliable.
I feel like the East Coast isn't known for like
because it's a
surfing.
Hassle and it's cold.
Oh, that's true.
But it's uncrowded.
Good Where do you waves. Live now? Do you live out here?
Yeah.
Or do you...
I just moved to Oceanside.
Oh,
but
I've been
in Southern California for like 4 years.
Oh, perfect. Do you ever go out surfing here?
Yeah.
No? Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I tried surfing one time. It wasn't that. It wasn't that good.
Really?
It was
I love it.
It was
what
a
happened,
sight.
Chris?
It was a sight. No, I don't even want to talk about it.
What was your favorite part about surfing?
Getting out and going home. Like I loved that part. I was like I could be warm and it was just great.
That all day long.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel for you.
No, but it was like I don't know. It just wasn't my thing. You know, it's just I'm not the beach guy.
Yeah,
you know?
It's different. No, yeah. I grew up like in the ocean and like pretty comfortable.
Well, I did too though. It's funny because I lived down the hill from the beach. So growing up, boogie boarding, body surfing, and I loved it.
I think for me, honestly, like skateboarding just became like poor man surfing for me.
Okay. When you were doing all this, was it ever a thought in your mind to get sponsored and do all that stuff? Or was it just like, hey, I'm having
only
fun?
Only after
or...
I started skating at Ryerfield because what, I started skating with these kids and they were all like getting sponsored. And oh. I didn't know too much about it.
Was it like Manny and Dave Buczynski and those kids?
See, they were like a little bit older, but like Dave's uncle owns, Steve O'Hara owns a surf shop called Pioneers. Mm-hmm. It's up there. Mm-hmm. And I started riding for them. And, you know, Steve like came and like taught me like how to do proper backside airs at the vert ramp. So and just like.
You do have a good backside air.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's thanks to Steve O'Hara. Because okay. I used to just like early grab mm-hmm. the shit out of. I didn't know anything. Right, like right, it was right. Whatever. It really got to the point in high school too. I think my parents, you know, they were always super supportive, mm-hmm. but there was part of it that was like, all right, well, like you should do a sport. Like they really wanted me to do a sport or have a job.
Okay. Right.
And I was like, okay, well, what if I do like skateboard contests when they happen? Like, does that make it a sport?
Right. Okay.
And they're like, okay, but like you still only skate like once or twice a week.
Oh, they were putting like a restriction on you a little bit.
Not necessarily. It was just more of like, if this is what you want to do, you have to get a job so you can like right. support like, and that was fine. Like, so I,
well, cause that's what kids are doing that yeah, age, right? Yeah. They're going out getting jobs.
I had a job at like 12. Like oh, wow. I did nannying stuff. I did babysitting. And then, one, I worked at a surf shop called Levitate on the South Shore mm-hmm. and I like was 14 and they had me like running the store on like Wednesdays in the summer.
I think that's illegal.
Oh, it was yeah. so sick. Like I'm illegal. Like handling money. I'm like counting money at the end of
did
the
day. Did you
ever
put any in your pocket?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just asking, you know, nobody's watching.
She put it in her shoe.
Yeah. You didn't ask about my shoe.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'll leave it
or
alone.
Or my purse.
I'll leave it alone. I think I will wink once if you, okay.
I didn't take any money.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, so go, keep going. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a bunch of different jobs. I worked at supermarkets. I worked mm-hmm. at this like ski market, which is like a ski shop. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, by the time I was like a junior and senior in high school, I was like, damn, like I want to be a skateboarder.
Right.
I like
right.
didn't know what that entailed.
Yeah.
And it was cool. I like started riding for Hoopla, which is like
oh, yeah.
Carabeth
totally.
And Mimi's company.
Right. How did you get hooked up with them?
Because we had like some vert contests in Boston for the Dew Tour.
Okay.
And they came out for that and met me.
Wow.
And I was just like trying to do like little video stuff mm-hmm. on the internet or whatever. And, like right. we'd make little park edits.
Okay.
I think that's kind of how it all started. So yeah, I was like really into that. And I like just gotten on like Hoopla. And like then Donnie Barley, like yeah. I would skate with him, like I would run into him mm-hmm. and he was like trying to get me on like Element Flow and like okay. Billabong and right. it didn't work out. Uh-huh. Well, I said no to Element Flow because Hoopla. I was like,
right.
well, I just got on Hoopla. Like I'm not trying to
right.
do anything. But he was like really helpful.
And how old were you? Would you say you? How old were you?
Old as shit.
No, come on, like, now, like 14, 15?
Like 16.
Okay, that's not old,
that's
though.
That's not old at all.
You know, I started skating when I was 15.
That's
can you believe
sick.
That?
That's impressive.
Yeah,
that's
right.
really
that was
impressive.
3 years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Congrats.
I know, thank you. I'm legal now.
Just wait till you can buy these legally.
Take
your time.
Hopefully they won't change the age on me.
Nothing would surprise me.
Okay, so you're getting the Hoopla stuff and yep. you're stoked. And was there any talk about like putting you on the team or
well,
was it just more of like, hey, let's see
time,
where this goes?
Yeah, I mean, I was on the website.
Oh.
But that's just how it worked with them is they had like everybody was kind of flow okay. and like it was really new.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so then after all that happened, like then I graduated from high school.
Congratulations. Like, not many people achieve that in skateboarding.
Yeah, true.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I can relate to that.
It was definitely like interesting because, you know, I didn't do great in high school, but I did well. Like I had like a 3.5 GPA and like was on that's National Honor Society. And I just remember
what do you mean
like
you didn't do good.
Yeah,
like this is
awesome.
Like,
no, but like
you're talking to a C average student. Yeah, here. Like, I'm stoked if I didn't
apply myself fully.
I did whatever it took just to get by.
Exactly.
The year after high school, I took a year off and I worked for this company called Mammoth Media, which does like large scale advertising.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I kind of like went into it thinking like my mom got me the job somehow and I kind of went into it being like, oh, I'll kind of be learning all this. And I was like full blown like labor in the back, like
no.
working with all these guys. And yeah, like it was kind of like intense. And a year of my life went by and I was like, I need to like go.
Get the hell out of here.
It was a really hard year too because I kind of developed really bad anxiety through high school. Okay. And then there was a part where I decided to move to California, and then there was like this really weird little area like before I left that I like like couldn't even skateboard. And I don't know if it was like because I was moving to California and I was like all anxious. I don't, it was so weird, but right. I like had like this really like interesting time where I was like pretty like stressed out. And then, you know, I didn't know very many people, but I got a job at Woodward West for like 8 weeks.
Okay.
So I like couldn't fly. Like I was paranoid. So I took the train.
How long did that take? Like 3 or 4 days?
71 hours.
Oh my God. Yeah. See, that would give me anxiety.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Like
it was cool. Like
no, they're cool for the first like 6 hours. And then it's like, no, let me.
It was an experience.
Okay. So but you got out to Woodward West.
Worked at Woodward West for 8 weeks. Wow. Was there for 8 weeks. Like I didn't leave.
But did you like it though?
Yeah, it was
you,
cool. Okay. It was cool because I like met people that I then became friends with, yeah, or that I then would see skating or right, worked right, with right. or whatever. But yeah, so I worked at Woodward for 8 weeks, and then my mom like decided to move out for a year with me.
But you didn't know anybody down here. You didn't like.
I knew I was really good friends with like Mimi Noop,
mm-hmm.
and Lizzie.
Okay.
And Alicia.
So you knew people out here.
Yeah.
You weren't just winging
I wasn't fully winging it, but right. I mean, I didn't.
You had couches to sleep on.
Yeah. Totally.
And, okay, right.
And then my mom was like, oh, like she works for Apple, so she was able to, you know.
Give me a deal on a good computer.
Yes.
Yeah?
But okay. I'm getting her deal this year.
No.
So
please,
no.
Please.
I don't even own a computer, and I'm buying one like in 2 weeks.
Can we, buy in bulk?
Right.
You can get 15%
off. Can she give me anything, really? Come on, I love Apple.
Whatever.
What? Okay, go ahead. She works at Apple.
She works at Apple. Yeah. She was able to transfer to, it was so crazy. She was like, where should we live? I'm like, I don't know.
Really?
She transferred to the Mission Viejo store.
Okay.
We lived there for a while. Nice. And, you know, family stuff happened and she actually still lives here. But yeah, it was just kind of wild. And I definitely wouldn't like be where I am or in the places I'd been without her having moved and made right. like that sacrifice.
So you think you would have moved back there?
No, I definitely would have moved back.
Okay, we're talking about the Hoopla stuff, right?
Yes.
Hoopla. So what happened with that and how did you move on?
So I moved to California and at the time my mother and I shared a car.
Okay.
And I didn't have a car, I didn't have money for a car, but I needed a job. And she worked at the mall, and so I was like, I'm gonna get a job at the mall.
Cinnabon? Did you get a job at Cinnabon?
Where does a young skateboarder get a job at the mall?
Right.
PacSun.
PacSun, okay. Nice.
And literally like my first shift was like the Black Friday shift. So I worked midnight to 9 a.m.
Wow.
And on the way home, I got like a flat tire.
Oh God.
And I was just like crying on the side of the road.
Oh my gosh.
That was my existence working at PacSun, because then that week I was skating like the Combi Bowl in Orange.
Okay.
I met Jason Saleya and Daniel Vargas, and they came up to me. And they had seen me at Etnies, because that was also another park I would skate in the area. And they came up to me, and he was like, oh, I saw you speaking English. And I was like,
What does that mean?
I was like, yeah. He's like, we've seen you at Etnies. Like, I thought you were Brazilian. Mm. We didn't know if you spoke English. And okay. I was like, oh, yeah, no. And then I saw his board. I was like, oh, welcome, sick.
Yeah, okay.
And I didn't know who he was.
Right.
He's like, oh, cool, like where are you from? Like, we just were chatting for a little bit, and then we were skating. And then I saw him again at Combi that week.
Okay.
And he came up to me and he was like, hey, like, do you want a job? I was like,
just offer you a job?
Yes.
That's weird.
But wait, who are you? Yeah. And what?
You're kind of work you offering here.
Right, what are you asking? Right. He's like, so I own Welcome and we're still small and we're still out of our garage, but Daniel works with me and I have him over and, you know, I want a girl working for us because I trust you more than a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, yeah, like went over his house and I was working off a TV tray and we kind of figured it out so I could be making the money.
Were you doing sales for him or?
Yeah, it started off as whatever he needed me to do.
Yeah.
Like literally we're in a garage, like packing boxes. Or I was on a TV tray and then, you know, three warehouses later.
Right. Wow. Just,
like he wanted me to ride for him initially, but
he also needed help.
So he was like, whatever I can get. And then he was kind of like, well, you definitely can't be like working here and like skating other boards. So he'd like give me a welcome board to skate when we went and skated. I was like, that's fine. And I mean, it was definitely something I knew right away I was like really interested in doing. Right. And yeah, just the time came to where
did you have to call anybody at Hoopla and tell them?
No, I like
them,
took Mimi to dinner and I was like, hey, like I just want you to know, like I'm gonna start writing for Welcome. And she totally understood.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I mean, it was like hard, but
I feel like they just kind of come into their own in the last couple of years too, you know.
Well, the team is all, I feel like the team's now set, and
they really disrupted the industry.
Like 2 years ago, they came in.
I think that's like, what I'm saying. Like, I think they really like popped off, you know?
Yeah.
But I think a lot of like small companies have.
Too, yeah. You know? Oh, it's just so, been
they
like,
offer something different.
They were the ones that were making the shaped boards, right?
That was the thing. Like, I feel like Welcome was just it made everybody have to have a shaped board.
Yeah. No one was really doing it except for like Lucero.
Yeah. Like a new generation of kids come around skating the shaped boards.
And well, the whole thing that Welcome like stood for initially was, it was. You know, Jason wasn't, like, he's a kid of the 80s, and he wasn't stoked on just how skateboarding had just become boards with logos slapped on them.
Just and, level one graphics.
And it just, like, it didn't mean it. Like, it wasn't like putting together a board was, like, the magical experience it had been for him in the 80s when he was setting up, like, his Miller Planet Earth board or whatever. And so he was just, was like, oh, I'll just make my own boards. And then he's always been into art and just started drawing. And
no, it's cool. I love what that love what they're doing. I think it's awesome.
It's been really, really, really insane to see it firsthand.
This episode is brought to us by AG1. It is very important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for years I have been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands out there, AG1 conducts relentless testing to set the standard for purity and potency. It's also researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their respective fields. I know that I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard, guess what, typically only tested for 10. That's why the 9 Club has partnered with AG1 for so long, because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get your free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/9club. All you got to do in your URL, type drinkag1.com/9club at checkout. Go give it a try.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So when he said you just can't ride any other board, you got to ride our boards. Was it just kind of like... But was he saying like, hey, I want you to skate for us?
Like he was just playing, but he wanted me. He was like, hey, I want you to ride for us.
Have they done other videos before?
A lot of online.
There's always been a lot of online
stuff. But this was like their first, like FedEx was like
the
first.
Yeah, this was the first, like we had a video premiere.
Yeah.
It's the first time all these guys, like the whole team is like a collective itself. Like it's like, here's Jason Salilas, here's Ryan Townley. Like it's the first time. Everybody's together. It's a full length.
Right. It's a great video.
It's great. Yeah.
Cool.
No, your part was great too.
Thank you.
I like how they mixed in your little ballet.
Oh yeah.
You know?
That was awesome.
You even had like a dope ender. What was it? It was kind of like a shuffle or something. Your ender. It was like
That video goes on for like 2 minutes, and it's me just like doing everything the teacher's telling us not to do.
It looked like I was watching. I'm like, she's kind of off on her own.
I was told
like she's
there
not
was like
even
other
the,
parts of the video that are really funny, and I'm like, they're like, get into first position, and all the girls are doing like a pirouette thing, and I'm just like, this is my first position. I don't know what this.
Well, how long did it take to from conception to like video?
I don't know,
because
some people were working on stuff for like 2 years.
Okay.
I feel like I had only started filming like last year for it.
Oh, wow.
And then I think it's funny because we're all kind of far away from each other, and we didn't go on that many trips, so it was really cool to see like, oh, we got a lot done with like minimal effort. Well, but in like the future, it's like now we know, you know.
Well, trips are everything.
Trips are
when you're making videos. Yeah,
But also having a team that can actually do things on their own.
Yeah.
No, it's great. It's great.
And that's how it had been.
Right.
So I think Jason was like, oh, well, these guys are getting all this footage. And I'm like, I live in Orange County and we need to find someone with a VX.
But that's the thing. It's like sometimes you're at home. You're in your comfort zone.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You'd rather just go to the
Everybody's
go to
different,
you know,
too.
Exactly.
Like some people can like go on a trip for 2 weeks and just perform.
Yeah.
Like can just do it all.
Did you have tricks in mind that you wanted to film for your part?
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff I really wanted to do that I didn't get to do.
Yeah.
Was this your first video part?
Yeah. So
your first one.
Yeah.
You know, there's
just
many it's just to begin. There's many to come, right?
No, totally.
How did the Adidas thing come into play, you know? Was it a...
I snapped my fingers.
Really? Is that easy?
No.
Okay. Wow.
It was really bizarre. In a good way.
Were you talking to anybody before that? Were you getting shoes from anybody else?
Yeah, I was with Converse for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. But I just didn't think they were that interested. And
okay.
It had gotten to the point where I was like, damn, I like want to do this. And I like want to travel and I want to go on trips. Yeah. And I'm like, how do I do this? And basically started working with Ryan Clements, who does, he manages, he does the border, all that stuff, longtime skateboarder, but he also just like knows the business of skating.
Of course.
And I think especially as like
great
a
guy too.
Super good guy. Great guy. Yeah. And I also think just like in the business of skateboarding, I think in the business of a lot of things, being a woman, you do not get taken seriously. And that's just how it is.
Yeah. And how do you feel about that though?
It's a man's world. Like I get it.
Right.
But at the same time, sometimes you need like a spokesperson. Literally. Yes. Sometimes you need someone who's going to be like that middle man.
Is that good or bad for you?
But listen, it's even guys need that sometimes.
Oh,
though,
totally. You know? Like I see.
But I know what you're saying. Like being the girl, it's not.
Yeah.
Really,
well, I think
it's
like,
harder, right?
When you're
you have
a girl,
to fight more.
Yeah. When you're a girl, it's really hard to go up to somebody and be like, this is who I'm riding for. And this is the trips I want to go on. And I want to film this part.
Right.
If I'm talking to somebody about doing this, it's very likely that they're a guy and it's very likely that this is their business.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have a lot of people that they're trying to take care of. And so, it's just hard to like approach
navigate.
Yeah, it's hard to navigate. Yeah,
right.
And it's not a bad thing. It just is like, it totally just is. And that's fine.
But do you think you have to like work harder for it or like,
yes and no, there's pros and cons to it because I totally think that being a girl, you just stick out more anyway.
Right.
Totally.
And that's fine. But then there's parts of it.
Especially here in California, too.
Yeah.
If you go to like Barcelona and stuff, I mean, there's girl skaters that
everywhere.
Rip all over the place, you know? So.
And it's grown like every 6 months.
Of course.
Like there's five new girls who are like putting Instagram clips up who rip or like
totally.
Whatever. And it's super cool. But I think, I think it was just, it was like kind of hard to be taken seriously in a lot of aspects. Okay. And I think a lot of people were like, pretty comfortable with being like, oh, we can just give her product and whatever.
Right.
But it was like I had to make the choice. Like I was going to either work at Welcome and really work at Welcome and do my job. And, you know, I was working full time anyway, but I had to get serious or I had to try skate.
Right.
And Jason and myself and everybody else who's always supported me is like, you need to just do this. Like,
right.
You need to just try.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, yeah, I moved to California. I've done all this work already. Like, I want to.
It's your passion. It's like you want to,
It's like I can't not do it anyway. So why not try to like, why not try to like throw the ball out there and see if it catches?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't know. I was just trying to like take in as much information I could as like how people were approaching situations.
Yeah, right. I mean, everybody approaches it differently.
Sure. There's plenty
everybody
of people.
Everybody has a different story.
Totally. And it's really cool. I love that.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if I texted him. I probably emailed him.
Okay.
Because we have mutual friends and contacts. And I was like, hey, like, I'd love to just chat about what you do. And, you know, I want to give you my goals for the year. And
Right. Wow.
Yeah, it just worked out really, really well. And at the time, like, he's always had a pretty good relationship with Adidas. But, yeah, I don't even know. Like, that was, like, way back in probably March.
Okay.
And they had away days and they had all that other stuff that was really important. Right. And I didn't meet, like, Yasha.
Yeah.
Who's like the brand manager of skateboarding and like Skin and those guys until like September.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
And that was like around the time that they were like, this is what, like, let's do it.
So did they have to like, did you have to like meet the whole team or was it just kind of like you got thrown into the lions den?
I got thrown into the lions den. But it was great.
New York?
Yeah. Huh?
That when you guys went to New York?
Yeah. And I think it was cool because I don't think they like had anticipated. I think they knew that they were down for what I was about and they were down to support my skateboarding and have me be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they knew that it was going to be like it was like, oh, we can take our own trips. Like once I met everybody, it was, I don't know, it was really cool. Like for me, like the coolest part of the whole thing was after New York and hanging out with those guys, getting like a call from Skin and getting like a text from like Paul Shire who now handles stuff and like having those guys be like, dude, like it went way better than I expected. Like we really, like the guys like, really enjoy skate, like just being able to like be part of a skate team and hop in the van, like that's all I want to do.
Well, were
like,
you nervous meeting everybody when you're like,
but it's like, dude, like this is like what I like, I gotta do it. Like I
know, of course you gotta do it, but you know, I mean, there's a
I was just like, dude, I'm sorry you guys have to deal with me, but you're all awesome. No, it's just cool. Like I look up to like like Alyssa Steamer and like Marissa Del Santo and like Cara Beth, like they could always hang.
Right.
Yeah. And so for me, like that's more important to me than like any check or people being like, oh, we'll support you and do this. Cause I'd like, there's a lot of ways you can do it. Like there's ways that you could probably like get the check and be supported by a company and be ride for them, but be like on the sidelines.
Never involved.
Yeah. Never involved. Yeah, totally. And it's like, dude, screw that. Yeah, like, I want to go watch Dennis do this line in Australia.
Right.
And I just want to sit there and like be part of it. Like, did you ever think
that it was going to be turned into that? Or were you like, hey, I might just be on the sidelines?
That's the part that's crazy because it's like way beyond my wildest dreams. Yeah. Like I did not think it was possible.
Right, right, right.
Like once Lizzie got on Vans, I was like, damn, that's sick.
Right.
And like Leticia on Nike, I was like, that's sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I think at that point I was like, damn, like what are the options, you know? Like,
yeah.
Are there options? Like, does this happen anymore? Like, right, will this happen again? Will it stay? Will it last?
Will they kind of start all girl teams?
Well, see, that's what I don't like.
Well,
I don't like just these, like a branch off. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, hey, put them on the team.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Make them include.
That's
what, like,
that's me. I don't want to be like a charity case. Yeah, that's what, I want to be like part of it. Like, exactly. If you're down, like I'm down, like I'll work super hard. Like, let's try it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, it was like beyond my wildest dreams.
Right. Well, I like to see more of it, you know, because I think like
it'll happen.
There's so many.
Female
skaters.
Like, but there's so many amazing like skaters. Like period. There's so many amazing guys who will never
way
get
too many right now.
No,
right.
I know. Like there's guys who are never going to get to go.
I know.
And experience like what I've already experienced or like be a part of it.
So you think that like maybe you had an advantage because you're a woman?
Yeah,
like,
I think in a lot of ways. Yes and no.
Yeah.
Yes and no. Cause I still have days where I'm like, damn it. If I was a guy, like I could do that. I'll struggle with a trick. Like it'll take me really long to do something and I do it. I'm like, that was easy as shit.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if I was a guy, I would have just handled that.
No,
right away.
But that's not even true though.
It is totally true.
What are you talking about? I've struggled with tricks for 6-7 hours.
Yeah, I want to know what you're comparing.
This is,
this
is my science.
Let's get Bill Nye on this. What do you got?
Bill Nye, the science guy. Okay. So when you, boy and girl, before puberty.
Are you giving me the birds and the bees speech right now? Is this what we're doing? Okay.
There is this little part of your brain that controls your survival instinct.
Go on.
And it controls a bunch of, you know, your reflexes, like all this stuff.
Go on.
You're scared, like how scared you are of things, how you handle things physically, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this big or whatever. And then when you're a girl and you hit puberty, it gets like this big.
Okay. Right.
Like, because as a woman,
yeah,
my evolutionary and like scientific, like what I'm supposed to do is to have children.
Right.
Okay. And so after I hit puberty and all this stuff is happening, you are like supposed to, your survival instinct as a woman goes off the charts. Cause like you're supposed to like protect your body. And I've totally noticed it. Like as I've gotten older and skated, I'm like, damn, it's so much harder for me to like make myself do this when it used to be totally easier for me. Like I totally used to be like,
you know what though? I mean, listen, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But do you think it's just getting older too sometimes because you know, even guys,
but it's totally just like, it just is like a thing, like a scientific thing.
So
like,
well, I didn't know this.
I'm like just super fascinated in that like male to female thing because it's like you can't go on Slap without seeing like a girl. If a girl's brought up, it's always like, well, if this was a guy doing this, like I wouldn't be impressed. And it's like but like just shut up.
Well, do you get a lot of that stuff? I mean, like,
I
do you get a lot of,
fortunately,
like,
don't, but I see it. Like, it bums me out. Like, when somebody like Leticia has, like, a battle commander and people just have to nitpick it and pull it apart, and it's like, dude, just shut up.
Right, right, right.
It's like, sometimes you're like, why do I have to, like, justify how I do something? Right, like, why is it based on my gender?
Right.
I mean, I've talked about this before with somebody where it's kind of, like, the whole idea of, like, it's like the label aspect. So you have, like, people... So you have like male versus female.
Yeah.
You have people who are skateboarders or directors or writers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then if you're a girl, it's you're a girl director or you're a girl skateboarder. Right. You're not just a skateboarder.
Yeah.
Like there's this like offset thing. Or it's like the whole idea of like, oh, you're good for a girl.
Oh, well, that's lame to say.
No, obviously. But it's like the same, you know, it's just like along the same lines. It's like, why can't, like if I skateboard and if you like my skating, or even if you don't like my skating, like, can you just like appreciate it as me as a skateboarder rather than.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like most of it's like, because skateboarding was sort of male-dominated sport. And all of a sudden, like, girls have been slowly creeping in. It's like, at first, like, yeah, she's good for a girl. That's pretty rad, you know? And then, like, more and
I think
more
it was, like, no harm done, no harm meant by that.
Yeah.
You know, right.
Yeah. But, it, like, it always,
you're,
like,
you're pretty rare.
Yeah. And, I like, a lot of, like, I still think a lot of that just has to do with, like, the physicality of it. Like, it's a rough, it's hard. Being a skateboarder is really hard. Like, it doesn't matter if you're a girl or a guy. Like, think about it. Every day you do something that you love to do, and it doesn't matter how good you are, you're going to eat shit that day probably. Like, you're going to go down.
If you're Kelly or Ross.
Especially if you're Kelly.
Right.
No, but, like, think about it. Like, how many things are people involved in where they know, like, you know right off the bat, like, this is going to hurt. Yeah. Like, this is going to beat you up.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like, you don't have a choice. Like, you're going to do it. You love it.
Yeah, if you want to do it, you're going to do it.
Yeah, you're going to do it. Yeah. But I just think that's, like, the nature of skateboarding.
Right.
And I still think especially for a lot of young girls, it is really hard and intimidating to, like, either go to a skate park or, you know, hang out with guys and take those initial slams because you come from a place where people are like, that's not ladylike.
Who's thinking like that, though?
No, there's people I mean, that's like that.
Almost like a normal society
that's
type
totally
of thing.
Totally normal. Yeah. Like, because I had friends and, like, I had a little ramp in my barn and, like, I had a few friends who would try it. But I had other friends who were so naturally, like very inclined athletically, could do whatever they wanted. But it was just so funny because, like, I could totally see, like, they're just scared to fall. Like, they're scared to, like, be out of that comfort zone.
Right.
And
no one wants to eat shit, though.
No, of course not.
True. No, but there's something about eating shit that actually, like, feels good sometimes.
Yeah, I like it.
You know,
it,
it's like, wow, that fucking,
it's almost,
I'm
like,
alive.
It's almost, yeah, it's like, right? there's an addicting part of it, for sure.
Totally. So what are you filming for anything else right now?
Yeah, I'm working
on,
like, I mean, I guess it would be like a Thrasher part.
Okay,
but
yeah.
It's cool because it's been something I've talked to Mike Gilbert about for, like, a long time.
Right.
But just, I was working full time and then I had other, like, fetish came up and I just made sure that was all done and I don't know, it's like you get sidetracked, but I feel like I'm finally, like, in the place where I can put the time into it and make it into what I want it to be.
Really, well, going on these Adidas trips, I mean, I'm sure that you film a lot of stuff on there, but are you using that for anything, or are you trying to, like,
I honestly don't know, like, no? they have some stuff.
Right.
And I don't know if they're using, like, they use it for different stuff because they've been making their city edits and stuff, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, especially when it comes to, like, contests, it's like every time I travel somewhere, I'm trying to, like, make it a point to be like, I mean, what's cool is especially with Park Series, like, they usually are sending Thrasher guys out there.
Oh, yeah.
So going and filming with Mike or Dan or whoever they send while we're, like, in a cool place would be, that'll be the goal, making time for it. But
I love watching skating that you could tell the person's having fun.
Yeah.
You know,
and,
like,
well,
you know,
that's
not,
like,
just like,
that's my goal, you know? if anything. Yeah. It's like, I hope people are, like, want to go skate after they see me skate or something.
Right,
I don't know.
Right, yeah.
To any effect.
Trust me, I wanted to do a backside air out of the bowl.
Cool.
You know?
Awesome.
I don't know if she believes me.
I'm sorry. No, I'm being
She's kind of using, like, Chris's own sarcasm. Yeah. Like,
no,
the thing is, it's like, I love it, but I can't do, I'm not a bowl. Yeah. I didn't grow up with transitions. I grew up on the street.
Yeah.
You grew, like, up on the fucking beach.
I grew up on the beach. Yeah, we didn't have skate parks. We didn't have anything.
Where'd you grow up? What?
Like Malibu, Santa Monica.
Damn, that's cool.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This episode is supported by Shake Junk. Yep, the company that keeps you going in these streets. Need that perfect grip for your flick? Bearings that just don't stop? Bolts to keep your trucks on tight? Look no further. ShakeJunk.com has what you need. Grip, bearings, bolts, skateboards, rails, riser pads, grip tape cleaner, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and everything else in between. Treat yourself and save a couple bucks by entering 9CLUB at checkout. Yep, 20% off everything. Just enter 9CLUB, NINECLUB, at ShakeJunk.com. Get there while you can.
What was, like, the first video you saw, like a skate video?
First skate video that, like, I saw and was, like, changed everything was a Bag of Suck.
Really?
Oh, whoa. Okay. Wow.
Whose part?
Louis Barletta's and Jason Adams.
When you watch skate videos, are you, like, do you like to watch all kinds of skating? Or do you focus more on, like, the bowls and those?
No, I want to see. I like everything.
You like everything? Ever try snowboarding or anything?
Yeah. A little bit. Okay. A little bit. I'm not into like being attached to the board.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, right?
It's cool, yeah. But like it's gnarly. Yeah. Like I'm not trying to kill myself.
I feel like anytime you see a fall from a snowboarder too, it's not easy.
There's not like a little fall. Like, yeah. People get broken.
I've never done it.
Really?
No, never snowboarded.
You should do it. Just go to Bear or wherever.
Let's go, dude.
Oh God.
We'll go live.
And we're gonna film Chris live his first time snowboarding.
Yeah.
Come on, take a risk.
No, I'll take a risk, but I don't know.
Just follow the Nine Club show.
Fucking Kelly filming me live on Instagram.
Live a little. Bullshit, come on.
You know? Listen, I do live, you know?
I live down the street.
Yeah, I live down the street. I got my cat. I got everything.
Why is the cat not here?
Larry? No, she can't come here. She's a little scaredy cat, you know? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just a little disappointed.
You have a cat. What's your cat's name?
They're not my cats.
Okay.
But I live with them.
Okay.
They are my roommates.
Okay.
There's seven of them.
Seven?
Crazy cat lady.
Yeah, who's this cat lady you're living with?
Cara Beth Burnside.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she's got her
cats. Listen, I love cats, but seven, yeah.
Oh, they're chill, though. And you walk in a house and you're like, this is beautiful. And then you see a cat and you're like, oh, it's cute. And it's like, how many do you have? And you're like, seven.
You see another one.
No, they're great.
Is it like Ace Ventura when she comes home and all the animals come out? And like,
no, they're pretty, you know, they're pretty well-mannered.
Okay.
They're pretty clean. Yeah. But let me see if I can name them all. So there's Lou. So she's the one who's always in my little Insta feed.
Okay. Lou seems like a sweetheart.
She is a plush. Okay. She just is my best friend.
So I love these. I love real names.
Yeah. Well, her name is Jezzy.
Oh.
And I don't know where Lou came from, but she's Lou.
Lou.
She goes by Lou.
You ever call her Louis? Louie?
No, Lulu.
Louis? Lulu?
Okay. Lucy.
What do you think about a cat on a leash?
I'm down.
You down?
That's really weird looking.
No, it is so weird looking, but if everybody did it, it wouldn't be weird looking.
Here's my theory is where I grew up, we had an indoor-outdoor cat. She would come in at night. She was chill. Relatively safe area. Like, we had cats that got eaten by coyotes, but it was pretty mellow. But, like, out here, like, at least where I live, it's, like, coyote central.
Right.
Your cats are getting picked off.
Right.
So I probably, if I lived here and had my own cat, it would be an indoor cat, but I would totally take it for a walk.
Maybe I'll get a leash for Larry.
Yeah.
Maybe take her for a couple. I don't know.
I'll take Larry for a walk.
Really?
I'm down.
Yeah.
I will come back up.
Okay. What about, so dogs, you're just not into dogs then?
I like dogs. I just don't like how they smell when they're wet. Yeah. Or most of the time.
I tell you what, I'm the same way, though.
It's just because I didn't grow up with one in my house. Yeah. Like, it's just a different scent. And I also don't like things that are, like, super needy.
My cat just walks by and, like, what's up?
Yeah, the cat's like, whatever. And the dog's just like...
Yeah, exactly.
Like, get the fuck out of here. You need to stop.
Are you planning on going to the Olympics?
Yeah, I'd like to go. I want a freaking jumpsuit, man.
You're gonna wear a jumpsuit?
Yeah, I want like Ralph Lauren.
What if they
I
were
want
like,
a duffel
oh, Ralph
bag.
Lauren in the. Yeah, they're not gonna make you. Designer jumpsuits? No, what are you talking about?
Have you ever watched the Olympics?
No, I don't watch the Olympics.
Oh my God, dude.
They're not
you
Ralph
get,
Lauren, though.
Yes,
are they?
Yes, they are.
What?
Are they?
Olympics, are you watching?
All of them or just some, or depending?
I think all the American athletes get, you're like Ralph Lauren jumpsuits and duffel bags and
That's
you get to
fresh.
Wear like a uniform and like perform on the world stage.
Right,
and
right, right. But
that's cool, dude.
The Olympics.
Down.
I think you're the main reason for going to
the
Olympics.
Oh, I think you're more hung up on the
I'm so down.
Lauren
yeah.
than
yeah.
anything.
I'm hung up on that and like the idea of like if you do well, you're like on the cover of like cereal boxes and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Like I want a kid to like I want a kid to open up their refrigerator and like pull out a Go-Gurt.
Right.
This is a Go-Gurt. And it's like me with my skateboard.
Yeah.
And it's like Wildberry Go-Gurt.
Well, see, I'd rather be on a Go-Gurt than a Wheaties box. I don't like Wheaties.
I like Go-Gurts. I like
bland.
The best thing with Go-Gurts is like you take a Go-Gurt and you throw them in the freezer.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Never tried that.
But you get them so they're not the frozen, but they're like slushies. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, but it's like the Olympics. It's super cool because it's like. Like, you don't have to be a skateboarder. You know what the fucking Olympics are. Like,
I just didn't know just that the Ralph Lauren did all the things
and
stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's
you know?
That's my major
Well, what if
up.
You had to, like, wear, like, a skin tight?
I don't. Yes.
Yeah? Really? Well, let me ask you a question. Do you?
I like costumes. I like dressing up. Like,
do you like dressing up?
Oh, totally. Like, whatever.
So if you were going out, not on the town, right?
Okay.
Are you dressing up like...
No, I'm not.
No?
I'm not...
What's your idea of dressing up though? Short skirts or more?
No, like costumes.
Oh,
like Halloween types,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like I want to be like being an actor. So like you just get whatever you're wearing. Okay. I don't know. Okay. I'm not good at like the whole like dressing up thing.
No, you don't like it.
I like it. Yeah. I'm just not good at it. Like what I'm do not. You mean? I don't know. Like I have like a very interesting.
It's kind of like what you're doing right now. Like you're just kind of like. That'd be great.
Here's my thing, I like dressing up. I like dressing up like boy. Like I like how boys get dressed up. It's so easy for them. But like, like think about how good. Maybe not you guys, but like guys look so good when they're in like a tuxedo.
What do you mean not us guys? What do you mean? What's that supposed to mean?
No, like you're not.
I look fucking great in a tuxedo.
Assuming you're all straight men, you're not like sitting there like. Oh, no. Oh damn, that guy looks sick in a tuxedo. Like I'm but like it's easier. Like for a girl, like if you're gonna get dressed
up, Dylan LaRue looked great in a tuxedo.
Yes, that's what I'm.
Right. Yeah.
Like that's what I mean. It's amazing.
Right.
But like, but it's very simple. Like for guys, it's very simple to dress up like that. So it's hard being a girl. It's like there's like a whole nother like world of like I gotta wear earrings and then like
you don't have to.
Like purse has to match, and then it's like, are you gonna wear like I'm in like. I'm in the sneakers and it's like, I have these cool little shoes and like, I like wearing those. I can wear them with anything, but I think my look, I think still when I dress up, it's still like a little bit like tomboyish, but like I like dresses, like I would totally be down, but that's just like a whole nother issue.
Well, I still like a girl that wears, you know, like Chuck Taylors and jeans and a sweat, you know what I mean? Like it's just,
but
not,
I think just like the spectrum of dressing up for a woman is like so gnarly. Like there's so many options.
Endless.
Yeah.
Endless.
Right.
Well, I think you see it a lot because you're out skating with guys and everything and see how easy it is for them.
Yeah, it's so easy.
And then you have to go, and you see the, like, what girls do and you're like.
And then I like think I'm getting all dressed up and they're like, oh, did you just come from skating? And I'm like.
You're like, I spent like an hour.
These are my not skate pants. Thank you very much. Right. And my not skate socks. They're from J. Crew and they're too slippery to skate in. So. But yeah, I don't know. It's hard.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. Because I'm very simple. I'm like, I just throw shit
on. I'm simple too.
I don't even look in the fucking mirror. I just throw shit on. I'm not a big fan of makeup though. I don't like makeup.
It
irritates my skin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Like, I like natural, you know? Like, I look at a girl and I'm like, I want to see that. I want
to
see the girl.
If I was to wear makeup like more than for like a special occasion.
Right.
I would just have, like, that would be my new standard, and then I would always have to do makeup, and then, yeah, that's, like, what it is. Like, I know girls who have, like, a process, like, almost every day they're in, like, a full deal, like, makeup.
Really?
Yeah, it's gnarly. But, like, I'm down, like, I want to wear a dress. Like, I would love to go out nice. And
sequin dress, or, like, a slim black?
No, like, a slim black.
Yeah,
dress.
Like, yeah, that's good. Flats,
see, the thing is
heels.
You should never wear anything that's, like, overpowering you, you know?
Oh.
But you want to wear something that makes you look great.
Right.
I think that's like the key.
Yeah. What do you think would make me look great? Over the top? Like, what do you, if you had to dress me, what would you, first of all, where would we go? Would we go to like,
it's a bit hopeless at this point.
Whoa. Oh, I like her. She's,
I don't know.
Nora.
Men's warehouse.
Listen.
No, you know, here's, you know what my thing is? If you want to make anybody look amazing, boy or girl, anything.
Okay.
Put a collar, anything with a collar on it.
Oh.
I love collars.
Okay, collar. Yeah, I could see that.
Put a little sweater over that. Like.
Oh, a sweater with the collar popping out? You like that, huh? Okay. See, to me, that's more like I'm going to go to church right now. You know, it's like I'm going to go out and I'm not going to, like,
I don't
know.
Have you ever gone into J. Crew?
No.
I have.
I'm just saying, like, how they dress the men and women in J. Crew is like, if I had somebody styling me every single day, like, I'd want to look like.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
These girls have, like, sick, like, high waisted, high watered pants on and, like, sneakers. Oh. But they have, like, a blazer.
Right.
And they have, like, a collared shirt that's all buttoned up and cool. And then she has, like, long necklaces.
Really?
And, like, big earrings. Oh, it's so cool.
Wow. Okay. Okay. I haven't bought clothes in, like, I mean, I ordered boxers online on Amazon like the other day. Like that's all I did.
You order your boxers.
I did. Because I already know what I already know. What do you mean?
You ordered
I
your
already
boxers
know.
Offline.
Oh, he orders everything on there.
On Amazon, yeah.
He has a button for it.
Nora, follow me for a second, Nora. Okay. I know what boxers I wear, right? I wear Hanes.
Like, why can't you just go to Kohl's?
Why, when I can just click on my phone and order Hanes boxers and have them in my
house
the next day?
I like instant satisfaction.
I don't really need instant satisfaction.
Yeah, but he's getting instant satisfaction by ordering what he wanted.
Yeah.
But she knows. You know what you're getting.
I don't have to go out. I know what I'm getting. Yeah.
No, but you physically know what you're getting at the store. That's what I think makes a person.
But then you just have it right away.
I don't need my. I have. I have 30 pairs of boxers.
Why are you buying more?
The elastic gets stretchy. Richie, you know this, right? The elastic, and all of a sudden, you can't.
They're just blown out.
They're blown out.
Are you getting like the briefs or what?
I get boxer briefs. Okay. Yeah. They could. You know what I'm saying? Right.
You gotta go commando.
No, I would not do that. No.
Don't do that, Chris.
Listen, Nora thinks I'm a weirdo now.
No, so. Let's just forget about it.
No, I'm not. I'm not gonna let this go. Okay.
Let's just move on.
I need you to approve of me.
Okay, I approve Thank of you. Your boxer okay. fetish.
Thank you. It's not a fetish. It's just a little...
30 pairs and you're still buying more boxers.
Well, he doesn't do laundry.
When I say...
Well, there's your problem.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though, is you know what? I used to think Amazon was full of shit. I used to think it was lame.
And that's all you do now.
I love it. No. I got a problem. It's okay, though. I accept it. I'm great with it, you know?
I have a friend who's the same way. But yeah. It's cool.
It's great.
It's fine.
All right. So listen, let's bring it back to...
Let's reel it in,
you know? I don't like it. You know, I feel like he...
I'm sorry. You know. It's fun.
So bring it back real quick. What would you think Chris would look nice in?
Anything collared. Right. Collared shirts are great. Collared shirts. Okay. I like that long sleeve. I think long sleeve shirts are very flattering on anybody.
I like them too. Okay.
You're good. Wait, see this sweater?
Yeah.
This is J. Crew.
Is it J. Crew?
Yeah.
Ooh. There you go. That was a solid high five.
Authority.
So somebody here knows.
Nora, I don't like this attitude you're giving me, okay? Listen, right?
He hasn't even raised his voice in the last 10 minutes because he's known he has this J. Crew on. Yep. He knows where he stands.
Should we wrap it up, guys?
Let's just keep going.
Yeah?
I have no friends, so this is really good when I get to talk to people. I never get to talk to people.
She's
going to
have separation anxiety when she leaves here.
For not having any friends, you're a good talker. You've practiced on somebody.
The cats, mostly.
Oh, yeah. Lou's the only one to listen?
Lou's the only one.
Yeah. Is Nora short for anything, or is it just...
No.
I like the name Nora. Four letters.
Rolls off the tongue.
Easy to remember.
You guys want to guess my middle name?
Oh, okay.
Starts with a G.
No. Let me think about this.
G-I.
Gilbert. Yeah.
G-I-L-D.
Gildred?
Is it a real word?
Are you making this up?
Is it a real... Yeah.
Yeah, it's Gilda.
Gilda.
With a G.
Nora Gilda. We would have never guessed that.
I know.
Right. That's actually not a real name. It's not a real word.
So Nora Gilda Vesconcelos?
Yeah.
Vesconcelos.
It's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful.
Wow. Portuguese name?
Yeah. Is it common or is it...
I don't know. It's like... It was like my great aunt's name or like my dad's aunt's name, but me and my brother are named after... Oh my God, you're drunk.
Molly water.
I'm fucked up right now.
It's my brother and I were named after the same person, but he got the last name. So he's Davis. So we were named after somebody named Nora Davis.
Sounds like a singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Does. She's great. Got a couple of her albums.
Yeah. So it's all family.
All my
right. Yeah.
Family names.
No, she's great.
Mm. Yeah, sounds great.
Nora Gilda. Should have gone by Gilda.
Well, there is Gilda, but it's Gilda Radner.
Gilda. Oh, yeah. She was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, so
I loved her.
She's rad, but it's the same spelling. It's just, I don't know why it's pronounced.
So you could have gone by Gilda.
Yeah.
Gilda, Gilda, tomato, tomato.
Everybody who I say is like, it's Gilda. They're like, no, it's Gilda. I'm like, you're right.
I'm wrong. Right.
You're right.
Yeah. Do you watch like Curb Your Enthusiasm or anything?
No, I haven't seen that. Oh, I know. There's a lot of stuff I've like missed out on. I know.
You're disappointing.
I'm trying to think of like stuff I like to watch. Can somebody get the rabbit?
You want to find him?
Yeah, go get it. Go get
it.
He's probably under my bed.
He doesn't want me to go in his room. That's the issue.
Yeah, I don't want to go in his room either. Trust me. You know?
Oh, here he comes.
Here's a rabbit.
My child. Oh, little baby.
Now, let me ask you a question. Would you trade the rabbit in? I mean, would you trade your cat in for a rabbit?
No.
Okay. Me neither.
A little bit too jittery, but I appreciate it.
Did you ever have like a hamster when you were younger? Or
a hamster?
Yeah.
So
I did. I had a hamster named Bubba.
I have an interesting hamster story.
Oh.
One time my brother built all these bricks and he like ran one over and like it squished a hamster and the hamster was like seizing. And so my mom had to like... put the hamster in a bag and like chop its head off and like it was really sad because we just had a cat that got hit by a car that weekend so we had to go like bury it and we had like
a shitty week right there.
We had like a full pet cemetery.
Way to bring the show down, Nora.
Sorry.
Yeah. thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Did you have fun?
Yes.
Good, 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 good. And I can't wait to see like what you have coming in the future, the Thrasher part, the, you know, it's going to be great.
Don't get your hopes up.
Anyway.
It doesn't want to leave me.
I don't think it cares who's holding it.
That is some horseshit.
Come back anytime.
I would love to.
Yeah. It was so fun to have you
weekly
here.
Weekly check-ins.
Okay. Well, maybe not weekly, but, you know, just, you know, we'll let you know.
All right. Goodbye.